This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Most people at some point have done the latest fad diet, and some may notice that after initial weight loss, it'll slow down or they'll just won't lose weight anymore. Then they'll jump to another diet. But is this doing more damage than good? Joining me to explain the dangers of serial dieting is co-founder and CEO of The Renix Way, Nia Renix. Thanks for joining me, Nia.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Could you explain to me what is a serial dieter?
Well, to me, I feel a serial dieter is someone who is never content with where they are in their weight. Someone who is just trying multiple different diets in order to achieve a goal that in most cases is really unachievable because the diet that they're using or choosing to use is not realistic.
Okay, so when I think of a serial dieter, I can't help but think of like my mother because she was been trying to lose weight for like decades. And yeah. She's used Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers, uh-huh. She's joined Curves. And why is it that these diets haven't worked for her?
You know, it could be multiple reasons, but I really feel, and just based on my experience in working with clients and even myself, is that when you're a serial dieter and you're using these fad diets to lose weight, you're only really focusing on losing weight really, really quickly. There's really no specific goal. You don't have it in your mind that you want to just change your overall lifestyle. And like I said before, most fad diets are just unrealistic and they don't fit into your everyday life.
I like that. It doesn't fit your everyday life.
Well, again, I think it goes back to your mindset. I think when people hear, you know, the word fad diet or just diet, I don't even use the word diet. I hate that word diet because I think it has such a negative connotation attached to it. When, you know, you hear that word diet, you just think of, you know, you're going to be on this certain eating plan for this amount of time in order to lose this amount of weight. And it's not about that. It's about your overall well-being, your overall lifestyle change. And I think once people get that into their mind, that it's not a quick fix. You know, it's something that will take time. Everyone's body is different. You might not start losing weight with a particular nutrition plan until your third or fourth week. And that's fine because everyone's body is starting at a different spot, a different place. So, you know, it's really just about finding that realistic lifestyle plan that'll work for you. And that's what I, you know, instill in my clients. And I know for me, you know, I lost over 120 pounds over 10 years ago. And I was a serial dieter. I mean, I was that person that tried, you know, I joke with people and I say, I tried every single diet on the market, ones you've heard of, ones that are very popular, and ones you haven't heard of. And it wasn't until, you know, I created my own nutrition system and really focused on my mindset and making it a lifestyle change is when I tapped into something and lost weight consistently.
Did you notice with yourself that if, like, jumping from one fad diet to the next, did it actually hinder you at all?
I think it did. I think one thing about it is that I lost my weight when I was, you know, when I was younger. So I think that was, you know, a little bit, you know, I don't think it did as much harm as I would think, as I have seen it, you know, hurt maybe other people who are a little bit older in their lives. But I do think that it does. Studies have shown that it definitely slows your metabolism down when you're always switching from diet to diet. And I also, and most importantly, I think it messes with your mind mentally. I think there's a physical component of it. There's also a mental component. And if you're always jumping from diet to diet, like I said before, you're never satisfied. And that does something to your mind, to your psyche over a period of time. So I say absolutely yes, it does mess with your metabolism. it tends to slow it down when you're always, you know, changing your changing calorie counts and going from, you know, 1 minute you're not eating carbohydrates, next minute you are, 1 minute you're on a very low, you know, caloric diet, next minute on a high. I mean, you go back and forth, back and forth. Absolutely, it wreaks havoc on your metabolism. And in the long run, there are some, you know, not so good benefits. But also that mental component is so key, and it does, you know, screw with your mind.
Let's say you've been through all these fad diets and you're already sick of it. You want to stick to something. What would you recommend a person to do?
Well, if you want to stick to something, I recommend that you find a program that fits within your lifestyle. You want to find a program that you can not only use yourself, but in many cases, your family can also take part in, because everyone should be eating healthy, you know, not just you. So really finding something that fits into your lifestyle, setting realistic goals for yourself. I think that's key. You know, knowing that, you know, the weight that you were when you were 16 is probably not the weight that you're going to be when you're, you know, 40. It's just not going to happen, and that's okay. But just finding that program that fits with you, fits with your lifestyle, and is something that you can take with you, whether you're, you know, you can follow when you're at home, you can follow it when you're out traveling or doing whatever, and that your family can also, you know, be a part of and eat the similar foods to what you're eating.
You know, I remember when I was younger, my mother did that. She was like, okay, everybody's going to eat healthy in the house. No more chips, no more candy. And it was fine. But yeah, what pissed her off was that my father lost 20 right. pounds so fast. And she was yeah. like, you know, I'm eating the same thing you're eating. And he was like, well, I work at a steel distributor. I'm moving all day long and picking up steel plates and stuff. So, and I'm just a little curious, did that help the exercising portion versus just eating differently?
Well, exercise definitely does help, right? But you can lose weight by what you eat, by eating better alone. So if you eat good and don't exercise, you can lose weight. If you just exercise and eat whatever you want to eat, then you can't lose weight. But absolutely, if you're following a healthy, you know, eating program, and then on top of it, you are, you're working out, meaning that you are incorporating some cardiovascular, you know, activities, some, you know, anaerobic exercises like walking, bicycle riding, swimming, things like that, then absolutely, then it will definitely add. It only will do positive things to your weight loss efforts.
Another thing, too, I noticed my sister, she ended up gaining weight after she had her second baby. And it wasn't yeah. because of the baby weight. That was fine. She got rid of that. It was like maybe a year or 6 months or 8 months after her little girl was born. And it was because she was eating their food. What can you do about that? Because I know when it comes to, you have to kind of say no to it. But if it's like little things, like it shouldn't harm you, right?
Well, you know, it shouldn't. But that's all about kind of like that nibbling, you know, that nibbling that goes on, that conscious nibbling, you know, when you're just grabbing food from your kids and stuff like that. So you really just should be mindful of that, because everything that you put into your mouth, it does count. And I know I work with a lot of clients, like similar to your sister, but, you know, other clients that have kids, and, you know, they're making food for their kids, and they're just, you know, having a little pinch here, having a little pinch there of the food that their kids are eating, not really cognizant of the fact that that matters. You know, it does. In the big scheme of things, at the end of the day, those little pinches of nibbling of food does matter. So it's just really being mindful, you know, of it. So, you know, I would say that, again, just really be mindful, conscious of the fact that you're doing it. Maybe have a little snack, a healthy snack of your own. You know, eat that while you're making your kids' food or something. So that's definitely what I would recommend.
Another nibbling thing is holiday food, because I know I'm going to be nibbling everywhere and off of everybody's plate. Like, ooh, what do you have? What do you yes. do then? I mean, I think that's kind of like, do you just go gluttonous on that day, or should you be kind of reserved too?
That is such, oh my God, I get that question so many times, so much. I mean, what I would say is if you're someone who is, you know, okay, so you're on a weight loss program and the holidays are coming up, but you're trying to lose weight, I would say to really not deprive yourself so much, okay? I know that you're going to have an urge to say, you know what, I'm not going to eat anything that is super unhealthy. But really what ends up happening is the opposite. You have everything that is super unhealthy, right? And you just continuously eat. So what you want to do is go into the situation saying to yourself, you're not going to deprive yourself at all. You're going to have a little bit of everything. And what I find is that many people who are on, you know, prior to the holidays that are on a weight loss program, let's say they've lost, you know, a good 20, 30, 40 pounds, whatever, so far, they tend not to even really want a lot of the high sugar and fat foods because their bodies are so used to the clean, healthy, you know, foods that's, you know, in their system that they don't, really don't, you know, want those foods. But like I said, I don't try to deprive yourself. Eat a little bit of everything. Pay more attention or put more on your plate of the vegetables and the protein. I also recommend that you drink tons of water. I know even for myself, you know, I have a large family. And so I know that everyone's going to be like, oh my God, you know, hi Nia. And they're going to be throwing food like in my face. And what I do is I drink a lot of water, you know, before I go. I have my canister of water with me during, you know, the holiday dinner. And I also exercise that morning. Like I do a really, really, really great workout in the morning time. And, you know, for me, I just kind of feel like, you know, it just sets me up for anything that I'm about to handle when it comes to food, and, you know, in the holidays for that day.
It's really funny. For Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'm the taste tester because I just, yeah, I'll taste all the food like, oh, is the food done? Like, here, I'll check. It's kind of hard to not want to get back into that mode again. So would you recommend like bringing your own food?
I mean, I don't say you need to go that far. You know, I think that, you know, the holidays are days, you know, the Christmas, the Thanksgiving, little days, spend with your family, and just to kind of relax. I think, again, just be mindful. And there are foods, you know, on the table or there at the holiday dinner that you can eat. I do think that what you could do is maybe bring a dish yourself. You know, you could bring maybe a dish or two that's kind of healthy that you can definitely, you know, get down on and really eat. Well, other people can eat too, but you know it fits within your nutritional plan that you're on. So I do recommend that, and I do that. I mean, I love to cook, so I'll bring a couple of dishes. I have a huge sweet tooth. I love sweets. And so what I'll do is I'll bring, you know, something that is low in sugar or gluten-free or something like that, and I'll bring that, and I know that I can eat a couple or a few of those cookies, and it's not going to, you know, do anything to my weight loss. So I do recommend, you know, bringing maybe a few dishes, but don't deprive yourself. It's just not worth it, you know. One day is not going to mess up, you know, your 30-pound whatever weight loss. It's not going to do it, especially if you focus on your protein, your meat, and stuff like that. You focus on your vegetables. You can even have, you know, some yams if you want to. I know a lot of people like to do the candy yams with the sugar. You can have a little bit of that. You know, drink your water, drink your, you know, the tea, and just have a good time, you know, and don't focus so much on everything. And just, it's one day. And another thing that's important, too, is the leftovers, right? So a lot of people will have that day and eat, you know, all this great food, and then they'll take leftovers. If you're someone who is trying to lose weight, do not, and I repeat, do not take any leftovers home. Just make it that one day. You know, the holidays will come around again next year, you know what I mean? And by that time, maybe you'll probably be down to your goal anyway. So just let that day be the day you enjoy, and that's it.
You're right. I love leftovers. So I guess I won't take any.
No, don't. unless it's like, you know, turkey. You know, you can take the turkey or some of the vegetables, something like that. But all the other stuff, just leave it where it is.
What about, like, for someone who's thinking of going on, like, changing their food program, like, I'm going to eat healthier. Should they not do it around the holidays, or is this a good time to test yourself?
I say if you want to, you know, get healthier and follow a program, do it when it comes to your mind. Like, when you want to, do it. Don't say, I'm going to hold off, you know, after Christmas. I mean, with the holidays coming, everyone's like, January 1st, I'm going to start. I mean, no, just start when the feeling, you know, hits you. That is when you want to start. It'll be a little bit more difficult, I do think, while you're starting around this time, because you do have, you know, big events, big holidays coming up. But I do think that if your mind is really in the game and you really want to get healthier, then you'll make it a priority, and it won't matter if it's, you know, the day before Christmas or January 1st that you start a plan.
You're right about that. How many people are just like, oh, I'll just wait until New Year's. That'll be my New Year's resolution.
That's when I get most of my clients. Everyone is like, yeah, January 1st, I'm ready to lose weight. And if you go to the gym, if you ever go to the gym on January 1st, it's like January 1st to like maybe February, like the middle of February. The gym is packed. I mean, it's packed with people. And then after that, everyone, I guess, has realized that they've come to their senses. I don't know. Something happens. But it's packed between January and February. The gyms are packed. So everyone makes that resolution that they want to lose weight.
For somebody who's trying to lose weight or whatever their goal is, how long should they anticipate that, hey, I'm starting to see results?
So it depends on the person's body. I mean, I know, you know, like I, you know, a lot of, you'll read a lot of different books and things like that will say, and other dietitians, nutritionists will say, you know, 3 pounds or 1 to 2 pounds a week. And yes, I mean, that is what I guess the average is, or that's what you want people to, you know, focus on, is that 1 to 2 pounds a week. But for me, that is discouraging. I don't know about anybody else, but if I saw 1 pound every single week, then I think I would have, you know, stopped. I really would have stopped trying to lose weight. I think that it depends on the person's body. The higher you are in your weight, the more you're going to drop in pounds. Depending on what program you're on, you can start seeing results fairly soon, you know, in a couple of weeks. And that's not a fad diet. That's just following a healthy eating plan. But I do think to give your body time, definitely give your body time to adjust. But, you know, you are tricking your system. You are actually giving your system a jolt when you go from eating, you know, high-fat sugary foods to eating something that is healthy and drinking water and things like that. So you will. I mean, you should. If you are following an eating program that, you know, is healthy for your body type, you're drinking tons of water, you're not eating all that sugar and sodium and everything like that, you should start seeing results in the first couple of weeks. And I think for anyone, seeing those results in a couple of weeks will really motivate them to keep going.
It's funny when you said it depends, like, on a person's body. I thought of my cousin. He's he likes to weight train. And in his teenage years, he was like a little stick, you know. He had no muscle. He was like very lean. And now he's like huge and he's got big muscles and, you know, like big, tough looking guy. But man, he has to really, really work for it. And a couple of months ago, he hurt his shoulder, I think, or his arm, his bicep. So he stopped working out a little bit. And man, did he shrink. And it's because I keep telling him he's got like a swimmer's body, not like a muscle, like a bodybuilder body. And, you know, he's going against his own body's, what it naturally wants to be like.
Right. And he had so much mass, so much, he had muscle, right?
Yeah.
And the muscle takes up so much, you know, space. And when he stopped the training, when he was unable, you know, to weight train, he just completely lost that, you know, lost that mass and he lost the weight. And that does happen.
Yeah, but you know, it shouldn't be discouraging. I told him if you did it once, you can do it again. So it's not just like for people who are trying to lose weight. It's even a problem for people who are trying to gain muscle mass weight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And what he might find is that the second time around, it might be a little bit different for him. He might have to do some things that are different than he did prior. Because his body is if he does maybe the same exercises that he did before, his body is used to that, right? It's used to those exercises. So he might have to switch it up and change it up a little bit to kind of get the result that he did before. So absolutely, it works the same way if you're losing weight or trying to gain weight, trying to gain muscle mass.
For those listening, where can they find you at?
Well, definitely hit me up on my social media channels at Renix Way. That's my handle on Instagram, Facebook, on Twitter. Also, you can send me a message on my website at therenixway.com.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's masonverapaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.